Okay, let's get into the third shiur of Serva Merabanan on Hilchos Shabbos. Again, we are using the Serva Merabanan volumes, the Wax Family Edition, the Weiss Family Volume number 16. And we are steadily going through, Baruch Hashem, the Hilchos Shabbos, starting with the Assays of Shabbos. So we are in Halakas Neros. We are up to the second shiur of Halakas Neros. And today we'll get into who is obligated to light. We get into what happens automatically once the lighting takes place. Is there a Kabbalah Shabbos automatically or not through the lighting? So let us get into some of these details. So the Mishnah tells us, I'm on page 111, those following with the Serva Sefer, the Serva volume, page 111, who is obligated to light? So we start off with the Mishnah, Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled, which tells us, we say this Friday night, those who say Baba Malik, Shlosha Dvarim Sarach Adam Lomar Besoch Besa Erev Shabbos Umachashech. There are three things that a person has to say to his home. Erev Shabbos Sartem, in the days of old, you probably take off the tithe Shumas and Maisras Iravtem. And finally, the third one important for us, Haligos an Er. Haligos an Er. The Gemara points out this question. He sees the first two. He's not sure, so he has to ask his wife. But Aligos and Air, he sees the candles are lit now, and he says, light the candles. The Gemara points out that one should say this in a calm voice, because Erev Shabbos, often things are a little difficult, a little challenging, a little pressurized. That's the way Shabbos is. I once heard a shot that, Erev Shabbos is a challenge on Shalom Bayis, because that is when the Adam and Chava first got thrown out of Gan Eden, and the first maybe marital strife took place. And that's why the Satan always tries to cause problems on Erev Shabbos. And we have to overcome and make sure that the Shalom Bayis stays strong even on Erev Shabbos. Obviously, we work as a team. But Aligos on Air, softly said, the candles. Again, Lamaisa, often the husbands are in shul already by the time they left the house. But either way, this is the halacha. But you see from here the idea that women are the ones that light the candles. So the question is, why? In the halacha, is men and women, the Gemara doesn't say a difference. According to the Gemara, besides these remuzim, but the obligation to light halakas neir Shabbos is incumbent upon both men and women. And the question is, what is the reason that women have become the ones who light the candles? So the there are two reasons in the Rishonim. The first is really based on a medrash. Rishon Rabbah, Yavid, the resource number two. Shalom Rishon Yeshua. Not need them mitzvahs neir Shabbos. Why was neir Shabbos given to the women? Amar lahen al yedid. Kibz Nishmaso Shaladim Arishon, because she, Tava, were Isha at the time, where she extinguished the light of the world out of the first person, so forevermore she has to bring light into the world. That's why Ner Shabbos was given to women. Every week a woman has a schus of bringing light into the world after what Chava did. So many mitzvahs or minhagim go back to Chava Ime. This is one of them, and this is what quoted by a number of the Rishonim. The Torah quotes this. I once heard minog that is not such a common minog, maybe it shouldn't even be a common minog, but it's quoted in Poskim. They say the earlier Poskim, not Lamaisa, that it should be done. An idea that the first Shabbos after a woman has a baby, the husband lights the candles. I would say Lamaisa lahepet, but Manazeh, women was to light the candles. She'll add on an extra candle. We spoke about it in the last year. The minog is to light a candle per child. There is this minog that's quoted. So maybe it originally came from the fact that sometimes women were weak, they couldn't get out of bed. Someone who embarrassed women that couldn't get out of bed, couldn't get out of bed. So the husband lights the candles the first Shabbos after the birth. Once so upshot that, no, maybe the idea is this. What's the reason that the woman lights the candles? Because she is the one that has to be misaking and bring light to the world based on what Chava did. This woman just brought so much light into the world this week. She brought a child into the world this week. She doesn't have to do any more tikkunim. Now it goes back to the husband. Okay, but either way, that is a nice minute to talk about, but one does not have to fulfill it. And if the woman lights the candles, as we'll see, it's her choice. That is number one. Why does the woman light the candles? Why is the if upon her? Cause of the second idea is quoted from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, you have it there in source number three, on page 112. The Rambam says, why? V'nashim mitzuvos al dover zet yosim eno anashim. Because they are found in the house, and they are involved in the work of the house. You might say this just means that they're involved in the candles are about making sure the house is light, as we spoke about last time. Involved in all the needs of the house, so she does this. I think maybe it's a little more fundamental. The woman is the one that creates the environment of the house. The Torah Simecha, the whole Akeres HaBayis, it's all about her. Candles are about a bias. And that's why women throughout history, Adayom Hazeh, the ones that create the ambiance, that create the atmosphere in the house, and therefore, the Rambam says, they're the ones. So that's about two days in the Rishonim, based on earlier sources, why women like candles, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and Reish Lama Gimel Sif, Hanashim Musharas Bo Yoser. Musharas Bo means they do it. It doesn't mean that they have any more of an obligation. Meaning men, women, they're the ones that do it. They're the ones that lie. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. We paskin that even if 1 week, what happens if the husband comes home and says, I want to light the candles this week. You know, I'm really in the mood. Guess what? Tough luck on him. The woman has the right. She, it's her mitzvah. It's both of their mitzvahs, but the minhag of Klal Yisrael for many, many hundreds of years, many centuries, is that the woman's option. Mr. Brewer summarizes, Ba'afilu amir tahabal lahablik ba'atzmo. Great Samagimel, which is the simon about halakha's neighbors. Even if the man wants to light himself, she lights. She wants to give him some extra ones to light. Okay, she could be mocheles, but really, it is up to her. So that is the married woman. What about single women? Single women. There are different minhagim about single women. The Shvir Shabbos quotes there are those that have the minhag of the younger girls lighting. The Shvir Shabbos says in Simon Mem Gimel, the source number six, you have it there. Noagim. Once they're Hegel of Chinuch, just like well, other mitzvahs, we buy a lulav and esro sometimes for children when they're 6 and 7 and 8 years old. We would be making those houses, those families. We'll talk about this, Ben Hashem. Better for one person to make kiddush or all, but there are those that don't make it. So the women like candles. The girls like candles. Vizeb benosef ala neirisha akeres habayis malika, besides the ones that the mother lights. And some even make a bracha. Some even make a bracha. The Shvir Shabbos advises if the women, if there are girls that are lighting, it's good to do it in a different place. We spoke about it in the last year about whether one is allowed to light where there's no hosafas, or we mentioned at the end, Lamaisa, all candles and ambiance. We spoke about lighting in hotels. But Ukshanoam Kane, the Shvir Shabbos says, Tov Shekobas Tadlik Bechedar Acher is better if everybody lights in a different room. That's not the general custom. Basically, everybody lights in the same place, in the dining room, candles next to each other. Simcha Budim Kohn in the Radiance of Shabbos quotes the Lubavitch Rebbe, as is famously urged all girls over 3 years old to light the candles. The Adam Rebbe Lubavitch Tikein, called Baz Shogimel Shanim Ulamala Badlekas. He doesn't say anything about where to light and whether one makes a bracha. Again, the minhag is mostly to make a bracha. Rav Avadia is not supportive of the minhag. Rav Avadia in Yitavadas for Svardim, based in Laman Beis. Says in source number 8, me ikir alafa and call chova labanos haravakos. The single women have no obligation that should live in the house. Hatsmuch al shulchan aran. They're inside. They're home. Alik neir shabbos. Olam lo nagu benos asfardim beidus lemizrach lazos gay. This is not a Sephardic custom. Single girls do not light candles. If they want to, it's usher to make a bracha. They want to. Generally, Sephardim many totally different areas of alafa. They don't make brachas. Mitzvah stations about grama. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, there's no bracha. Brachas on a minhag. Women don't make a bracha on Sfardim, don't make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's a minhag and Ashkenazim do. So generally, Sfardim often are more hesitant in halacha in terms of making brachas, which is interesting because in terms of saying Shem Hashem in outside of brachas, so sometimes we find you don't even need a whole pasuk, and sometimes Sfardic custom is to say Shem Hashem. In a context, just for no reason, but in a context of our Torah or so. Anyway, Yechaveh Das, Rav Avadia says here, women, the girls, the young girls lighting, if they're going to light, they shouldn't light. There's no reason for them to light, but if they do light, there is no problem. To summarize, Rav Alamed writes in Source number 9, Yesh Nog, Shebeno Saflin, Erish Eim Adlika, Kol Beno Seshi Yil, Chinech Balikas, some light, and so is the Minach of Chassid, Ulam Das, Rova Poskim. Everyone should follow their custom. That's not your family custom. Not such an idea to light. the basic halacha about a woman lighting and the girls lighting. What happens if somebody's away from home? So all of a sudden, there's a man who is in a separate, away from his family on Shabbos. So what exactly is the halacha in terms of lighting? So fascinatingly, there are some Rishonim compare this context to Hanukkah. And that will have ramifications. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us, Daf Chav Gimel, the app in their source number 10, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ach Tanoi, Chayv in Erech Hanukkah, a guest is Chayv in Erech Hanukkah. Amar Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira says, a guest meaning if I go away, I still have to lie near his Hanukkah, wherever I am. Amar Rav Zeira, Meresh Ki Avina Be Rav. Rav Zeira says, when I originally was in Rav, an early Amora, when I was at Rav's in the base Rav, Mishtatafana, Beprite Batafit, I used to give some money. I used to give some money to the host. I was Mishtati. Pruta, as it's called. I give a couple of cents, give a couple of agurot to the host, and then I'm yotze with their lighting. Busser, then is sivi. So, but once I got married, Rav Zeira said, Amina, divide the lotzer rechla, I don't have to give any more. Why? My wife is lighting for me, so I don't have to light. That's the concept of mishtat pruta. It only appears in Shas, ba neris ha. Says the Rav Yo, one of the Rishonim, and as Rishonim, Karav Adar Beinai, source number 11, the Rav Yo, in the Kufstak test, Karav Adar Beinai, this is him. Then talking, this is not based on Chazal. That's Noi Mishtate, Priti Lener Shal Shabbos, Kemo Lener Shal Shabbos, Im Lo Shem Go Beisei, unless somebody's writing, you're not being biot, it was somebody in the house. If somebody's lighting in my house, my wife, fine. But what if I'm single and there's no one lighting in my house and I'm staying at a guest, I should be mishtati bepruta. I should add. That is quoted here in the Rav Yo. Additionally, and we'll see this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Additionally, other Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Maharam Mirotenberg, quoted in the Mordechai. The Maharam Mirotenberg was the Rebbe of many of the great Rishonim of Ashkenaz. We know there were four different worlds of the Rishonim in the different countries, right? We have the France, we have Rashi and all the Balei Tosfos, we have Svarad, the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Tashbetz, a little bit, but Ribash, right? So that's all the Chachmei Svarad, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, the Ra'az in there. And then we have Provence, which is southern France, the Reitvid and the Balamor and the Hashlama and the Meiri. And then we also have Ashkenaz. The Mordechai and the Marami Rotenberg and the Rav Yo Bechulu. The Marami Rotenberg was the Rebbe of the Mordechai and the Rosh Bechulu. Mordechai, Marami Rotenberg, they were all there together, but there was terrible pogroms. The Mordechai and the both Maimonides, I think, were both killed. The Marami Rotenberg was in jail. He was in jail for 7 years. He died in jail eventually. A whole discussion about Pinyon Shvutim. The Rosh ran away. The Rosh went to Spain. He was Ashkenaz. Went to Spain. Oh, he was in France, and he went to Spain. Okay, so anyway, so with that background, the Rav Yo says that the Shabbos are parallel to Hilchos Mishtati. If nobody's lighting for you at home, then you have to be Mishtati. You have to give some money. The Mordechai writes, quoting from his Rebbe, the Maharam Mirotenberg, Bachurim Aholchim Lo Mordechus Labesam, boys who are going to learn, they're going to yeshiva outside their city. If they have a separate place where they live, you have to light there. Why? They're not home, and they have a chiyuv to have light. Remember, we learned last year. Shalom bayis, you have to have light. Shalom bayis doesn't only mean for other people, for yourself to put your foot and get hurt. You have a chiyuv, no light in the room, says the Mordechai. You have a chiyuv to light there. Shalom bayis, kashal beitzu b'heaven. But if he's with his wife, if he's with his wife, then even if he's in a separate room, no lighting. You're yotze with the wife's lighting. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both of these. We're going to see Lamaisa, what we call. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both of these. The Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, again, the Siman of Halakas Neiros. The Shulchan Aruch first quotes Mordechai, B'shem the Maharam, Bachurim Ahochim Lo Mordechus L'Baisam. Boys who go learn somewhere away from their home, they have to like if they have a separate area. Somebody is with his wife, he's married, he doesn't have to. Because the wife is lighting for him. And then he quotes, all right. Right? The concept of Shnata Mepruta, which only appears in Shas regarding appears in the Rav Yah and in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's talk about some of these Lamaisa elements. The Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halacha expand on these ideas about whether there's a real if somebody goes we'll get to a dormitory soon. Mishneh Berurah says, who are these Bachurim? Who are these Bachurim that have to lie? There's the Mishneh Berurah. Sifkat al-Chafes, you have it there in Source 14. Hainu. Even if they're married. And even if their wife is lining at home. But if they have a separate area where they are living, I don't know, somebody goes to a hotel, they're in a hotel for Shabbat, they have a separate area, there's a chiyuv to light in the hotel, even if they're lighting at home. There's what we might call in Lomdis, there's a chovas gavra, which might be fulfilled by the wife, there's a chovas bias where you are. And therefore, if there's no light where you are, you have the light. Gets into could you be yotze with the electric lights? We spoke about that last week. Surely, if you're married, then you have a. And the Bir Halacha also gives background, and then we'll see the Lamaitza in the Shmir Shabbos. Bir Halacha says, if you're at home and your wife is lighting, and then you put some lights on in the other room, then you're yotze with her bracha, just like Bikas Chametz. The Bir Halacha. Bikas Chametz. One person makes a bracha in one place, and all the other lighting is yotze. All the checking is yotze. The Mavarah B'Makom Echad, the Asmak Bodei Kol HaChadarim. If I'm in a different place, in a different house, I don't need the bracha, I don't have the light. And therefore, the Bir Halacha says the Mishneh Berurah, based on all these Shulchan Aruchs. To summarize, somebody is at home, then the wife is, and then they're married, then the wife lights. Somebody is away from home, they are have their own place, then they have to light there. They don't have their own place, so then technically, their wife is Yotze, and then there's a Chovas Gavra that's taking care of a Chovas Bias. The Rav Yah does quote this idea, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes of Mishtat Pruta. But again, as we'll see, that is not the common custom. The Shmir Shabbos then summarizes in source number 16 in Simen Memhe, and all the assays of Shabbos are Shmir Shabbos Chelik Beis. Like Aleph is all of the many of the Malachos. Shem will get to, but this is now in his face. The Shmir Shabbos says, Sif Os Gimel. A woman who's lighting candles in the dining room. She could be Yotze, her whole family, even if they're not there right now. Even if they're not in the house. They're not found in the house for Shabbos. Don't. The husband is in a different city. He's in Miluim, or in the hospital. They, the husband, the family members, are in a different house that they're also lighting. And there's enough light in the place where they're sleeping. Let's say they're in their own private bedroom, but there's a hall light on. There's a bathroom light on. So they're okay. Where they are, mitzad the shalom bayis is not banging themselves, and the wife is like, no, and Shmir Shabbos, gamein me, mishad, no, they don't have the light, and they don't have to be mishad v'pruta. They're done, they're covered. Gamein me, mishad v'pruta, ahlaka, v'makam, shvisasa. Afbeset the Shmir Shabbos, imeim ochlim, olanim, belavadim, b'chedram, but if they're in a place where there is no light, there is no light. That's what the Rav Yah and the Mordechai were talking about. They were talking about Mitzius, where you are, you have no light. So then, to do something, either light yourself or be mishtati with the pruta, so the light of the host can work for you. And you have to benefit from that light, as we mentioned in the last year. What about a woman? This is all if the husband or the sons are, or any other family members are away. What about if the woman is away? The woman is Icha Nesua. A married woman who's in the hospital. Let's say she has a baby. Oh, you'll let us send him says, Beit Avraha. Mikiva Shabbalei and Malikin on the earth, but Shabbos. The husband is really lighting for her at home. So technically, she has enough light where she is. The husband's lighting at home. She has no chiyuv to light. The Shmir Shabbos notes, the minog is for the woman, married women, to light candles. Doesn't matter if they're not home. They don't need to. That's the minog. Yikom akom haminogu shekol isha nesua madlika b'makam achilasa u'mevareches. And she makes the bracha on that. That is the minog. And we don't argue with this minhag of Klal Yisrael going on thousands of years, and nobody has been poked the path. Nobody has argued about it. So what about a related case? What about a dormitory? What about a dormitory? Many boys go to a dorm. What kind of lighting needs? Question of Rav Sternbach asks in Tshuvos HaHagos. In there, source 18, he asks the question on page 118 now. In this Boni Nachsha, Ma'awad Yeshiva, Shalom Ochel V'yashiv Yeshiva. He eats, drinks, sleeps, breathes. What does he do about Halakhazir Shabbos? The parents are lighting in the home. It might even be a different time zone, right? They're lighting. He's in Eretz Yisrael. They're in Chutz Laaretz. Ishto Kagufo works. But what about in this case? So what do you do? So Rav Ovadia, Chazon Ovadia and Hilchos Shabbos says, okay, they should light. They should light as long as there is no, which is a hard thing to know in our day and age, and they have to follow the rules of the yeshiva. Technically, if there's any type of fire danger, then go up and have a shidduch. Theoretically, Rav Ovadia writes, Bachurim Pinuyim, source 19, She'ein Lam Isha, She'nim Sayim B'yeshivas, they're in yeshiva, Iflam Cheder Nifrad, She'kolech Nifro, Shayim O'Shlosha Bachurim, there's a dorm, three or four boys in every room, Alfa Pishim Adlikin Mitama Yeshiva B'cheder Ochel, even if there's a public lighting in the dining room, Chova Ala Bachurim, She'ish Lam Cheder Miyuchat, Bahalik nearest Shabbos, Bibracha. So Rav Ovadia says that the boys in the dorm have to light with bracha. That is not minag ha'olam. Not what most do. Ashkenazi boys for sure. Question is, so what is the eitzah? So if one wants to say a little bit like Rav Ovadia, this Ketshuvos has a summary. The summary says, so what do you do? He says, either they can be mishtate bepruta. Give money to the person that's lighting in the cheder ochel, number one. Or number two, a light. Or turn on a light in their room with shame. Habakkuk's Neris. That's what supposed to be we spoke about last week by a hotel. Could be that if you want to have a light in Makam Yuchat, just put some light on in the hotel, and then you go down to the lobby and you light, and it's all part of the larger lighting. It's all part of the mitzvah. So one can have that in mind. But some don't do any of this. Many boys are in the dorm. Many girls are in seminary. They don't do any. Why? So it seems that the minhag is that when you're in a dorm, you're part of one big family, part of the yeshiva family, part of the yeshiva family. So then that's it. You're covered by the one lighting in the dining room, just like a woman, a mother lights the candles in the dining room, and that covers all the members of the house and all the lights that are on. It's all covered. So to the end of source 20. This is the defense. She'ena bechurim adlikin. Nobody lights and nobody gives money. Why? Habachurim shesmukan al shulchan balabayis shela yeshiva umikivon shemitam balabayis balikin. Since they're part of the balabayis, they're part of the yeshiva. Yotzim bazek. Afshi yeshiva makom acher. Even if they're in a different place, especially if the hall lights are on, so you don't even really have a cheder miyuchad. There's no light on the cheder miyuchad. You just use the hall light. Then it's really no chedem yuchad. There's no chiyuv to be lighting in that as well. Adkan, light for yourself wherever you are. There is a beautiful discussion in Lumdus. It's Lamaitza too, but there's a lot of Lumdus here. And that is what happens is very late, and now it's after Shkia, and you can't light, right? The post can talk about the weddings on Friday. There's a common in Israel, you have it once in a while. They see Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on Purim Friday. He had no money, so they used a triple reason for this Shabbos Purim wedding. It was all one big. So it was a wedding on a Friday, and they were running late, and it got back, and it was already Shkia. So the Meir ben Baruch Halevi of Vienna, quoted in the Magen Abraham, in the Arsim and Ritzam Gimel quotes, you can ask a non-Jew, after Shkia, a Jew can't do Malacha, suffix Gila. A non-Jew to light, and a Jew the bracha on the non-Jew's lighting. That is what is quoted in the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham quotes this and says, wow, there are a couple of Pidushim. Number one, V'temui, Toloshaya bracha, B'teluka v'omedes. Number one, can you make a bracha on candles that are lit? Right, what's behind that question? A birchas mitzvah is always connected to a maisa mitzvah by bris milah. The moel makes the birchas hamitzvah of ala mila. The father says lachlisa berisa shalav ravinu. This is a birchas hashevach or a birchas a different kind of birchas hamitzvah. You need a ma'aseh mitzvah. Someone koveh a mezuzah, who makes the bracha? The one who's being koveh the mezuzah. So to make a bracha on candles that are lit by a goy, that is very, very unusual, number one. Number two, has the Magen Avraham, v'odam yirlakim shvuos, and this is a drabbanon. Ask a non-Jew to do malacha for me on Shabbos. So that one is not so bad, said the Magen Avraham to answer his own question. Paskin, amir la'akim b'vokim b'na shmashos is okay. Shabbos yet. It's b'na shmashos, lo gazru, so amir la'akim at a twilight. In this in-between time, that is still okay. The first question. K'v'igar asks another question. K'v'igar on Shulchan Aruch, Lir and Reisam Gimel, he says, where does this minna come from? Shlichus l'gai? Shlichus is learned from the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechet Kedushin. You learn out from B'shalach B'shulcha Makoros. Shlichus l'gai is mufka. He's not Torah's this mitzvah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Lani is daiti. Gamal idof takana shetomar l'gai l'had l'kasha. I don't understand how this works. Kivan dein shlichus l'nakri hi eina madlekas. The ichtavarit. The yoiker. You know what you should do? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you know you're going to get back late, light beforehand and make it tonight. Make some type of tonight that this will be, and has to be after Plaga Mincha. You can't lie before Plaga Mincha. But there be Kivager, that's what you should do. But what's the lundus? How do you defend this? All these characters are very strong. So you have to explain, and this is how the Gronim explain the Machan Ephraim. You have the Machan Ephraim in front of you, the last source in this shouldn't source 23. And Ephraim is an early, early Achron, around the time of the Beit Yosef, Hilchos Shluchim B'Shutvim, Hoshe Mishpat Sugyas. So the Magen Ephraim discusses there are some mitzvos that are maaseh oriented, there are some mitzvos that are result oriented. If I'm walking to the Kelim Mikvah to Tovel something and I trip and the flea goes flying and it goes into the Mikvah and it's all under the water, I'm Yotzei. I'm Tovel. It's in the Mikvah. It's a result oriented. Goy be tova for me if I'm watching them. So if I see it go in the water, it goes in the water. Vilas Kalim is result oriented. The Machan Ephraim compares this to putting up a fence. Is there a maisa mitzvah, mitzvah, bo, yotz, b'shulucha, put at the mak? Just result oriented. Bring about the mitzvah of its environment on the roof. It seems to be that this halacha of the Maharam as quoted in the Machan Ephraim, he's holding that halakas neiros is about the results. And it's about the result. However you achieve the result, you can make a bracha on that. It's not a din of shlichus of a goy. Shlichus of a goy is when you need a maisa hamitzvah performed, and a goy is mufka, a goy is excluded from being a shliach. But if it's just about achieving a result, so then even a goy could do it, because it's not something you need shlichus for. You just need the result to be done, and therefore you'd be able to make a bracha on that. So a number of kiddushin. Number one, that's a result-oriented mitzvah. Two, that you can make a bracha on that result-oriented mitzvah. So all of these are kudasha on a chita, but that's what's quoted here in Hilchos. It's halakha neiros. So to read you one line of the Machan Ephraim. Avo b'midi de lo bo'ei shlichus. That doesn't need shlichus. U'balava fi yochel chaver la soso. And without it, you know, the friend can do it. Masha asa astu. You don't need it to be done. If you, the friend, put up your makeh without asking, how is a shopper? I fulfilled my mitzvah. And filas kalim, this is connected to halakas neiros also. So this is all a little bit relating to halakas neiros Shabbos. And we still have to talk about right now about how to light. How to light, when to make the brachos. That relates to the following, as we are about to see. When does one accept Shabbos? So a man doesn't light candles. So when does a man accept Shabbos? Once Shia comes, question of you're accepting Shabbos. Shabbos. You can't say Shabbos over there, Shabbos over there. It wasn't Shabbos here. No. It's Shabbos once Shia comes. Our minhag is to candles 18 minutes before, 20 minutes before. Maybe we'll get to that in a future week, why we pick that time. But we don't want to get even close to the subject. So a man, when does a man makabel Shabbos? Hopefully, if he davens mincha before Shia. And he starts being Mekabel Shabbos, whether it's Mekabel Shabbos or Lakhadodi or Mizbar Shir, but sometime during Tefillah. But what about a woman? A woman's lighting candles. So this is known as the machlokas between the Bahag and other Rishonim. It's famous. If you know it, we'll try to make it famous right now. The Bahag, the Baal HaLachat Gadolos, one, the Gaonim, before the Rishonim, So the Baha'i is quoted in Hilchos Chanukah, interestingly enough. In Hilchos Chanukah, the Baha'i says, what is it in Hilchos Chanukah? Because Baha'i is discussing what on Friday afternoon, Shabbos Chanukah, what do you light first? Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles? Says the Baha'i, now in Source 24 in Siman Tes, page 123, Tehefa Tavoy Abuki Ner Shabbos, and Charakam Ner Shabbos. If you have Ner Chanukah Ner Shabbos, what do you do first? Beresha Mavlik Chanukah. Bahadur Mavlik the Shabbos, first Chanukah candles. And then Shabbos candles. Why? What's the difference? Light Shabbos candles and Chanukah? No. The Avik to Shabbos Beresha, Itzer Leila Luketa. Once you light Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos. And you can't light Chanukah candles anymore. Kibla le Shabbos Ale. Shabbos has already been accepted. The Bahag holds lighting candles is, or maybe even not lighting candles, maybe using the Bracha of lighting their Shabbos. But something in the process is an automatic Kabbalah's Shabbos. And the other Rishonim, the Ramban, strongly disagrees. The Ramban in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, says, no, it's not true. Halakas Ne'erah Shabbos, that Takana was done for pre-Shabbos. Kamahu Rachok Ze'atam, says the Ramban. I don't agree. Amru B'yom HaKippurim Kein, fine on Yom Kippur, maybe we say B'shamar Zman, Mishum De'mosip and Michol HaLakodesh. Because you're Mosip Michol HaLakodesh when you are the words of Lahatha Nisha Yom Kippur. Biyochlu poskim, you bode yom, and you don't eat before, you don't eat going into the night. Biyochlu hafsikul kabbalah, lo yachim bode yom. When you say on Yantip, or specifically Yom Kippur, the Ramban talks about, then I understand that's a Kabbalah. Avalalak is near Shabbos, imidliko mi bode yom, makibul Shabbos. If you light Shabbos candles an hour before Shabbos, why is that a Kabbalah? Hari kedei shalok tard be'erev, let's say you don't want things to get, you things are going to get busy, you don't want to, you don't want to mess up. You want to make sure that the malachos d'oraisa that are done way before shkia. So you can light candles. M.K. Nidlik Nershal Shabbos, lo yadlik ner acheretz. Adarabba, says the Ramban in a great line. Lo mibnei shu Shabbos hu madlik, ela mibnei shadayin eno Shabbos madlik. You're not lighting because it's Shabbos. You're lighting because it's not Shabbos. The Ramban. And therefore, the Ramban argues with the Baha'i. There is no Kabbalah Shabbos automatically. And the Ramban even proves from a Gemara in Mishnah Shabbos that talks about certain, they used to blow certain trumpets or kolos or shofars to tell people, get ready for Shabbos, and it's almost Shabbos. And after all the Kazeres, they seem to still be doing some halachas. This is a machlok, the Baha'i and the Ramban, Baha'i against most Rishonim. Do we see there's an automatic acceptance? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions within the Baha'i, though the Shulchan Aruch adds a machlokas. In the Baha'i, that it is an automatic acceptance, can one make it nay? Can one make a condition that don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos? It's unbelievable. It might be so powerful that you can't even make it nay. It's an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos. You can make it nay when it's Shabbos. Maybe when even your Mekabel Shabbos automatic. So that's 2 days within the Baha. And there are some Rishonah, as we just said, the Ramban. No acceptance. You know, we have to make it to says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Sifyut, Source number 26. Lo Baha, Kiva Chidol Shabbos, Pala Lev Shabbos, Benetzer B'Malacha. Once you light Shabbos candles, that's it. It's over. Biaf, Al Piz De Noago Klas Noshim. And that is why there's a, right when you light, for some women even, after you light the candles, you still have the match in your hands. It's Shabbos. I lit the Shabbos candles. You have to drop the match. You can't even blow it. The saying that the lighting, not just the bracha, Yalpiz and Nog was class noshim, Sha'acha Shabirku Veliku and Eris, Mashlit with Laura Sapsila. They just throw the wick to the floor. Yadan, Shedlikuba, Vemachabos, so you don't blow it out. So it goes out Memela. Yesh Omrim. Shematne kodem shidlika shidem kabbalah Shabbos. Shiyom rachazim baruchu moel. Some say she can make it tonight, and I'm not being kabbalah Shabbos. Shomrim shenamolba. Some say you can't make it tonight. So 2 days within the Baha'i. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the yesh cholkin al das of the Baha'i. Some say, what are you talking about? There's no such thing as a kabbalah. Ain kabbalah Shabbos toli badlokas laner ela betfilas arvis. It's nothing to do with Halakas Ne'er Shabbos. That's with Nairiv or Baruchu. Call Parshim Malachta later on. And therefore, Oladidon, Kivachit, Midwachilam Shabbos, Havika Berflu to do. Remember, when do Avilim come into the shul? Well, it's on somebody sitting shul. They come in after at the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, right? By Chadodi Mizmar Shir, because that's the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tzibur. Says the Ramban, Soter for women. Soter for women. That's the Kabbalah Shabbos. So what are we asking? So the Rama says the minhag is like Bahag. And that's why often when women light candles, if there's still something to do in the house, you can ask somebody, turn off the oven, do this, do that. Cook Haskin. If somebody is Makabal Shabbat, it is mutter l'chadchila to tell somebody who was not Makabal Shabbat, you have to do malacha. If, let's say someone family make early Shabbos. Got to do something, you go next door to get the family that's making late Shabbos to turn something off. That is mutter l'chadchila. That's what the minog is. The Rama says, Haminog, Sha'osa Isha Madlek, because the woman is Makabal Shabbos, but not for her family. Though the Rama says a Tanai would help. Ba'afilu b'tanai b'leip saki, a Tanai would help. So that is the Rama. What is the Shulchan Aruch? So some achrodim, the Menuchas Ahaba, whatever, Moshe Levi, that rules for the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes a day and then says V'yesh Chokim, he passes like the second day. And that's why here, the Shulchan Aruch Maker Adin would be passing like the Ramban. It's not an automatic Kabbalah. It's not an automatic Kabbalah, and we'll see that's what Sfardim, many of them hold today. It's not an automatic Kabbalah. The Rama says it is, unless there is a... So what does a Tanai mean? You can make a Tanai. You can always make a Tanai. The Magen Avraham says you should only make a Tanai with Sarah. For Ashkenazic women who accept Shabbos automatically with their lighting, they can make a Tanai. The Magen Avraham says there is a Tzorach. If there is a need, Mikol Malkam Nir Elisha in Lahazlas Kim with Tzorach. Since there's some that say Tanai does it, can't work, so we don't Pavkin that way, make her a din, but once you try to be my... Right. Now, let's just, what does it tzorach mean? What does it holy fine? So, she's a weak. What does tzorach mean? So where does this come up? A woman wants to go to shul. She wants to go to the kotel. Could a woman drive to the kotel? She's in Yerushalayim and she's ever in Yerushalayim. She wants to drive to the kotel. So that's a machlok that poskim. Shlomo Zalman quoting the Shmir Shabbos says, I don't know what kind of tzorach that is. You could dive in here, you could dive in there. Drive to the kotel is such a tzorach. Since Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, great post. From Yerushalayim, from Ramot, says, yes, that's a song. She wants to go to Kotel. The resistance to to go to a wedding, right? That was what the earlier postgim spoke about. And she can make it tonight. When does this come up also? Yom Kippur. Sometimes women want to go in the car for Kol Nidre. So again, Allah Falamais, the postgim, once or twice a year, that's okay. It's a tzorach for that. There's a simcha on the other side of town. You want to walk back. That's a tzorach. That's what the minhag all loves to be. Mekel. And remember, some poskim say, it's not an automatic Kabbalah. And others say that the tzorach works. Or being machmer, lechatfila. To be machmer for the din, that it's an automatic Kabbalah. And the tzorach doesn't work. So if there is a tzorach, if there's a good reason for it, then one can rely on this. Okay. Based on this, though, and this is important, based on this, though, has to do with, okay, what about the brach? We have a concept called a bracha is over la'asiyasan. We make a bracha before we do a mitzvah, before we shake a lulav, we make a bracha. Well, lulav is also a little tricky. By some mitzvahs, it's simple. You make the bracha, and then you blow the shofar. The bracha, then you eat the matzah. Certain mitzvahs are a little tricky because you don't want to do it too early, you don't want to do it too late. I just gave the example of lulav. That wasn't a good example because the Rishonim discussed. The second I got the dalad minim, yotzei by mitzvah. I'd be nothing bad. So I should make the bracha when I'm not holding it. That might be what's called over to over, too early. So by lulav, you work out. There are four different opinions in Bali Atosfis, what you're supposed to do. The most common minhag is you hold the esrog upside down, because you only yotze with the dal and minim, holding the way that it grows, kederok de lasa. But here, Kabbalah's near Shabbos, you have another problem. Why? Because if we're bid that there's an automatic Kabbalah when I light the candles. Or for sure, when I say the bracha of Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos, I can't say Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos and light the candles. Because when I say Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos, it's Shabbos. So what do I do? What do I do? So says the Marivayel. Marivayel is an Earl, Lay Rishon, 1400s. The Marivayel in source 32. Mixas noshim noagim. Shemalikin an eris viacharkach. Basimin yedeh and prusas nekin an eris. They light the candles, then quickly cover their eyes as if not to get any hana'ah from the candles. So it's as if it wasn't lit yet. The oz mivarchin, and the bracha, the achar kach masalkin yudim, and then they remove their hands and look at the candles. You should remember to look at the candles afterwards, because hana'ah. So it's ke'ilah, they didn't light. They can't do it the normal of alasi yasan, because The second that you say the word Bala Nir Shal Shabbos here, Yotzei, that's why, what do women do? They light the candle to cover their eyes. I'm not sure what, you know, going around and around is. I'm not sure where that comes from. But at least covering the eyes and then having special tefillos at that time. It's a special itzratzon to daven at that time. So, but then opening up their eyes and looking at the candles. So that is the minhag that's quoted in the Ramah. Quoted in the Ramah to that. Again, the Ramah L'shitasa that says that one should be ma'afik to for the Elohad Fila, for the Baha'i, that is an automatic Kabbalah. That's why Ashkenazic women, the Ben Ishchai, right, that this should also be the custom of the Sephardic poskim, but Rav Avadia is a fan of that. Rav Avadia says in base Siman Tezayin of Arachayim and Yabi Omer, no, we poskim like the second day of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Ramban, that it's not an automatic Kabbalah. And therefore, too straight, like all other mitzvahs, over Lasiyasan, says the Rav Avadia. For Sparta custom, in source 34 now, Mikomakom Mivar Sham Shin Kabbalah Shabbos Tuluya Elabad Waka the Lobe Bracha. The Kabbalah is not the Bracha. The Kabbalah is in the Hadwaka, the lighting, the words. Balachain Lohevi Maran Sal Zvarazu Kalikur. Balachimucha Mitrikala Poskim, says Ravadia Shemavar Kodem Shiyablik. Make the Bracha before, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that you flip it. Only the Ramah does. Ilkach Anad, we're reading Bats Piske Maran Zal. Says Rav Avadia, we follow the Shulchan Aruch, lo chayshina l'sfarazu klal, de pshita, de adev tpe levarach over lasiyasan, mikamo b'shar mitzvahs. It's better to do over lasiyasan, like all mitzvahs, the importance of over lasiyasan. Bein anashim, men or women, right, to do this. In a dopey mashana, and even if it's your minug, says the Rav Avadia, to do this, if you're a Sephardi woman, switch back. If you lie like the Ashkenazic women, or Ravani says, be mashad of the minog, go back to what the Shulchan Aruch says, first make the bracha, and then light. So that's Rav Avadia's crucial shita for the Sephardi women. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even if one is mock, don't worry about the match. Extra chumra, agab chumra, don't worry about it. A couple of, though, other important points. Number one, even the Ramah quotes the minog of the automatic acceptance. The post can say that's only for women and not for men. So if a man ever has to light candles, then a man could just do, let's say, the wife's away, the husband's lighting at home. So then the man says the bracha and then light the candles. Why? Because there's an automatic assumption the man's going to go daven mincha. A woman also has a pia to daven mincha, according to many poskim. So women should daven mincha l'chad pila before they light the candles. Again, if it's going to get close to Shkia, light the candles. Have in your mind it's night, then I'm going to daven mincha afterwards. But a man makes the bracha and then light the candles. That is what's done, maker at the end. I remember years ago, we were in camp one summer. We go to camp every summer. So years ago, probably about 15 years ago, my wife went back to Israel a week early. I was busy lighting the candles, and my daughter was pretty young at the time. She's eating a light of the candles. She says, Abba, you did it wrong. I said, what are you talking about? She's like, no, first you're supposed to light the candles, then you cover your eyes. And then you excellent question. Excellent. But I'm a man and not a woman, and therefore get to have the whole discussion of whether there is an automatic Kabbalah or not in this couple of other points relating. First, regarding specifically Halakha's Neiros, and then we'll talk about over Lasiyasan in general. There are two other discussions of the Achronim that you don't have the Makaros here in your spirit, but I'll mention. First of all, what about on Yontif? On Yontif, we know one is allowed to light or be Mosif Or. So is there any difference between lighting Shabbos candles and lighting Yontif candles? So that discussion, Amadrisha, the mother of the Drisha. The Drisha, one of the classic commentaries on the tour, and it's Akdama to Yerodea, says, I want to tell you two fidushim from my mother. Two chiddushim from my mother. Number one, he says, what about lighting on Yontif? The whole svara, you can't do the Ramah because you have to light and then make the bracha and cover your eyes, is only because of Shabbos. You can't light fire on Shabbos. But if you can be Mosif, so therefore says there are the Madrisha, the mother of the Drisha, on Yontif, should make the bracha first. And then light, like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what the Amadrisha says. The Mogen Avraham quotes this and says, it might be very hard. It might be very hard, especially if you have Yontif and Shabbos days in a row, one after the other. What am I doing today? And the woman might mess up. So Mogen Avraham says, lo chilku chachamim, and therefore they don't have to. And bring the riot from Netilas Yadayim, from Tevila, from Neiris Ganaga. Okay, and there's a Dabba Mervava, or the Yehuda, the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, have a discussion back and forth, what should be done. Lamaisa, I would say it's up to the women. It's up to the women. Ask the woman. If a woman, she, so to speak, handle it and say, this one I'm going to do on Shabbos, this one we're doing Yom Tov on Shabbos, I'm going to light, and then first I'm going to light, and then make the brother, and I'm going to remember that on Yom Tov, you know, I'm not going to get confused, and fine. If a woman wants to do it the same way, fine. The Raman, Ilchos Yom Tov, doesn't say anything. It doesn't say that the Matrisha would say for this Pasha, but it's obviously you light a light buyer on Shabbos. That is number one. There's another discussion post-game, which is actually fascinating if one analyzes it. And that is women have the, it was already alluded to a little bit earlier in the Ramban. Women have a custom on Yom Tov lighting to make the bracha of Shefianu with the lighting. That is nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch that a woman makes the bracha of Shefianu with her lighting. We say Shefianu by Kiddush. Bracha of Shefianu is nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. So Yaakov Emden, the Shilas Yaveh, it's a Sipporah there. Yaakov Emden is the first one to bring this up. Whenever an Achron brings up a Chiddush, you have to ask, you know, why did the other early Rishonim bring it up? And why weren't they upset about it? Yaakov Emden says, I don't know why women are making this bracha of Shefianu. It's not Yom Tov yet. When they're lighting candles, they're saying, it's not Lazman yet. What, they should wait for Kiddush. They should wait for Kiddush to hear it from the man. The Shilas Yaveh, Yaakov Emden says, it's a Chelik Aleph Simin Kutzai. He says, I don't understand. He says, Kasha, when I realized this, and then what he says, I told my wife to stop it. Guess what he says? She didn't listen. She didn't listen. You don't mess around with Alakas Neiris of the women. You don't mess around. Couldn't even get his wife to change. He says, I let her do it. Now, Mamish Abracha Levatalah, that's where Yaakov ended. You look at the Tzitzel Yezer, Tzitzel Yezer says, Chas v'shalom! It's a beautiful minhag, and this is the women's connection to Yatim, and let him make the Shefianu. What's the problem? The Shabur, I think, quotes the Shilas Yaveh. Again, this is not an area where one should try to push. It's a beautiful custom, and as the Tzitzel Yezer says, this must have been going on for hundreds of years, and nobody ever said, boo, nobody ever said there's anything wrong with it, so women should continue. Not even Lefadchila should continue lighting with the Shefianu at that time. And on the Seder night, where women have their own kos in front of them, they shouldn't make another Shefianu. Shouldn't make another Shefianu before Kiddush. They should start drinking right after Kaddish Yisrael Bazmanu. Men still have to say the Shefianu. Yeah, and that's the... Okay, one other point to mention, the general overlasiyasan, Rav Soloveitchik has a full idea. What is the importance... Like the Rav Avadya says, no, you should do it over Lasiyatzon. I'd put the importance to it. We should generally try to make a Birchas HaMitzvah before we do the mitzvah. Right? We draw it. What's so important over Lasiyatzon? So Rav Soloveitchik with Madaik and Rambam. The Rambam and Hilchos Brachas. The Rambam tells us there are three kinds of brachas that we know of. We have Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas Shavodah and Birchas HaNen. Those are the three kinds of brachas that we have. And the Rambam says, Birchas Shavach Hodah, the classic one is benching, as we know. And then the Rambam says, there's a Birchas HaNehenin, before we drink or smell. And then the Rambam says, there's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam ends in one word, that we always, my Rebbe, Moe, Varabi, or Rosenzweig, always say, when the Rambam says a word like this, our ears have to open up wide, and we have to wonder, what is the Rambam teaching us? When he makes a comparison. U'kishim shemavarchin al ha'anah, just like the mitzvah, a bracha before you pleasure, mivarch, and I'll call mitzvah mitzvah. So too, there's a chiyuv to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Answer Rav Soloveitchik, what is the connection between a bracha on a mitzvah and a bracha on pleasure? A bracha on pleasure before I drink. What is that called in halacha? That's called a matir, based on the Gemara. It belongs to Hashem before I eat. Like the Gemara says, the brachas, both. Both to Hashem, when I make a bracha, that's asking for being matir. That's what allows me to partake of the food. But what does it have to do with the Birchas HaMitzvah? Birchas HaMitzvah, the Ritva says in Psachim Dav Zayin, Birchas HaMitzvah is the Avodas HaNefesh before we do the Avodas HaGuf. But what does that mean? What does that mean? What's the kishim? The parallel to Birchas HaNenin. Soloveitchik said beautifully, or Soloveitchik said, even Birchas HaMitzvah needs a... Even Birchas HaMitzvah requires me to do something before. Why? What do you mean I'm matir? I have to be matir to the food. Matir the lulav. Says our salvation. Who am I to think that my holding this palm branch, my eating this matzah, my doing this physical activity, I do this and could be able to add the space between infinite and the finite, between man and God, I'm going to create a connection by doing this physical act. Who am I to think a relationship between us? It would be presumptuous for me to think that I'm going to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Rabbonu Shel Olam, with the Borei Olam. Who am I to think that? That's the Berachas HaMitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvah is the matir. When I recognize there's a mitzvah to the mitzvah, Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. When I recognize there's a mitzvah to the mitzvah, now mutter for me to do the mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that don't have brachas, but they all have reasons for it. The Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Tshuva, Simin Yifes, and the first Chelek, he told through all the mitzvahs that don't have brachas on them. Fundamentally, every mitzvah needs a bracha. And that's why it's so important to be over lasiyas. Before I do the mitzvah, matir. That's the kashim ram. And that's why we struggle and we try to get it for every mitzvah. Halakha there is a little challenging. But that's Svart and Rabbi Vadia says, just make the bracha. They have regular over lasiyas. The Rama says, we try to have it as much as we can, which means we light the candle by a woman. The candle doesn't look at them. Part of the mitzvah is the hanah. We spoke about it in the last year, oneg. Right? We cover our eyes to not get benefit. We, for the bracha, we say special tefilos. It's a special eis ratzon. Daven at that time for banim and banos follow b'derach haTorah. And then we open up our eyes and look at it. So we get a little bit of over las yasad, a full one. This takes us through halakas neiros. And b'ez Hashem, next time we pick up as we continue chronologically, as the Shulchan Aruch is chronological with the halakas of Tosefta Shabbos, accepting Shabbos, and the like. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.